This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
But I do apologize because that means, again, one man's pleasure is another man's
well,
pain.
Well, not only that. We were talking about what a great sports weekend it was. The Padres winning twice. Xander Schauffele winning the PGA Championship.
The Tier 1s winning.
All of us are not fans of a basketball team that got eliminated in a Game 7.
Yesterday,
as Sam Levitt's New York Knicks did at Madison Square Garden against the Indiana Pacers. That one stung.
Yeah.
I mean, the Pacers shot... I mean, they weren't just red hot. They were the hottest any team's ever been in the playoff shooting. You run into that in a Game 7, there's not much you can do about it.
And the injuries. The magic ran out, and it was almost fitting that that Jalen Brunson broke his hand, and that was the final injury, kind of the cherry on top of the injury Sunday because he had carried them for so long. But it's okay. Knicks are, I think, building something pretty special. We'll see. The second game also, Minnesota and Denver. I know Woods loves this NBA talk, but
I'm already gone. I'm in the car already.
I think Minnesota might win the title now.
They may.
Yeah.
That was remarkably impressive to do that, to come back like that in a Game 7 on the road against Jokic. That was...
And they actually played defense.
Yeah.
I mean, they've got
Anthony
Edwards,
in the home of the defending champs.
Yeah. Yeah, Boston's still the favorite, probably, mathematically, odds-wise, but Minnesota. Woods is just, like, gone now. NBA talk is here.
I'm happy for you guys.
I knew I could get a little Sam in studio.
I think you would like Anthony Edwards.
That's what Paulie said.
Yeah.
So Paulie said this morning.
He's young. Right. He's confident. He's really, really good.
That's four teams left.
I said if you were going to watch any basketball conference finals,
Edwards may be like the next guy.
Okay. Is he, how long
number
has he
one
been
draft
in the
pick,
he's 22. He's really, really good. He's super confident. If the Timberwolves win the title, all of a sudden he's like, the face of
he
the
was the
NBA.
One that last week said, I told y'all MF.
Oh, that's him?
That's Anthony Edwards.
Told y'all MFers we'd be back.
So here's something that both Major League Baseball and the NBA have in common. Baseball has had different World Series champions the last 6 years. Since 2017, when the Astros won, they won again in 2022. But the last six has been the Red Sox, Nationals, Dodgers, Braves, Astros, and Rangers. The NBA will have six different champions in the last 6 years because none of the teams that are left, the final four, have won a title in the last 5 years.
Really hard to be a dynasty. It really is hard to be a dynasty.
Unless you're the Chiefs.
In any sport. Yeah, I mean, unless you're the Chiefs. That's a good point. And I guess we're seeing it. Football was always parody.
The hardest one. Parody.
Parody
has the dynasty.
And you had the Patriots run. You had, you know, this run by the Chiefs is pretty incredible as well. I just haven't gotten into it. I did watch some playoff hockey, watch my beloved Dallas Stars eliminate Colorado and move on to the next round. Big hockey fan. I'll watch like the last 4 minutes or so of games.
Yeah, which playoff hockey's
playoff good. Hockey's pretty fun. All right, here's a question. Somebody's going to make fun of me for this. So I did watch it. I know they tried years ago with the little
glowing puck. Yeah,
I still have a
rocket tail on it.
I still have a hard time following it on television. There's got to be a better angle, view, camera style to make it easier to see. And it probably comes with repetitions, right? Like anything, you know. After a while, you pick it up, you know where the puck's going, you kind of have an idea. But I found myself lying in bed going, I can't see it. I don't know what's happening.
What's so interesting to me about hockey, at least on a personal level, is it's by far and away the biggest major sport that I know nothing about.
Like, yeah.
I don't know that I can name 10 current NHL players,
which is
so weird because I feel like I know people who maybe feel that way about baseball, right?
And yeah.
Like, and we all know baseball inside and out, the players, and you know,
a lot of Padre fans I saw on Twitter this weekend, I think would have a hard time naming 10 baseball players. Boy, I showed a lot of restraint this weekend. I really did.
What was the deal this weekend?
Just the panic. Over panicking about.
Yeah, I mean,
one run in the first. I mean,
yeah,
just panicking.
Like, I mean, it's been a tough team to figure out.
They are. There's no question about it. And I'm not telling people how to fan. I'm just saying, man, like, I've lived that way with this team. You can't do it for your physical and mental health. You cannot live that way with this team. They're inexplicable sometimes. And I think the sooner we realize how inexplicable they are, the better our lives will be. It doesn't mean don't watch. It doesn't mean, you know, you just let it play out a little bit.
Yeah.
Give it a few innings at least to see kind of what happens. But the panic hits and it's, I don't know if it's shtick or what, but man, I had to walk away.
I feel like that Mike Schilt's making the right decisions in terms of the pitching matchup for the doubleheader and going forward.
Sure.
But it's worth a quick discussion because they could have gone with Dylan Cease and Joe Musgrove today.
Yeah.
And just and they could have even kept Randy Vasquez down. Joe Musgrove or with the team, Joe Musgrove could have been the 27th player today, and then they could have sent Randy Vasquez down tomorrow and had Michael King on regular rest for the series. Instead, they push Joe back. He'll get activated off the injured list tomorrow and push everybody else back a day in the week in the rotation. I mean, is that the right call for what the Padres are doing?
I mean, it's tough to say. I mean, what exactly was the reasoning for pushing him back? Because we heard yesterday from Mike Schilt, the decision to pitch Cease in game one was just to keep him kind of on schedule because it was supposed to be his day game to start. So I understood that. But you're right, they could have started Joe for game two. I haven't heard the exact reason. I would imagine a guy coming off the IL, maybe they just wanted to avoid a situation where, number one, it's a little bit different with the doubleheader, the routine, but also, if let's say Joe can only give you a certain number of pitches, it's a day where you may need a lot of your bullpen. So I
but you may need a lot of your bullpen today anyway.
Well, look, I think they are set up, and I said it last night, they're set up really well today just from the series as a whole, where you go into today realizing, hey, if we get a split, we win the series, which I think we'll all take. But also, look, yesterday they had to use Morihone and Kolek. That was it. Braves had to use more relievers. You certainly feel good about ceasing game one. And look, if Dylan gives you a good start in game one, then you have a situation in game two today where it's like, hey, Randy Vasquez, we don't need six innings. Like, give us a good four.
Although I would say that because Randy Vasquez is basically the player that you can burn,
because
you know you're sending him down almost certainly after the game, that you're going to try to get the maximum number of pitches that you can. Now, I don't know what his max is currently at. He's stretched out a little bit with these last couple of starts, but I mean, you're probably looking at 70 to 90, maybe tops out of Randy Vasquez, but you're going to want to get that because he's the guy that you're not counting on tomorrow in Cincinnati because he's going to be on his way to El Paso probably after the game, win, lose, or draw. This is a one last shot appearance for Randy Vasquez, so they're going to use him as much as they can in game two to try to spare their bullpen as much as possible because they have 10 more games in 10 days coming up after today. In the doubleheader, there's no days off, so they got to be a little bit careful about their bullpen usage.
Now, are they playing the game too? Where they're like, look, I always will submit. They have a plan, and it's not haphazard, right? They've pored over the information. They may just like Michael King against the Reds better than they like Michael King against the Braves. They may like Joe Musgrove, you know, to set up a little bit better against the Cincinnati Reds. There's a reason behind it. I just don't know what it is.
Yeah.
We can speculate all we want. It sets them up for a better rookies too. They don't really play too far ahead. But I think in instances like that where you have a rainout, you have a doubleheader, you kind of have to. You kind of have to rejigger some things, and I think that's what they're doing. But I submit that they have a plan for this thing, and hopefully, if Dylan Cease goes out and executes like he's capable of, you win the series going away today. And Randy Vasquez, hey, man, go out there and have some fun. Go out there and Tyler Wade and Sugar, good luck against Chris Sale and have fun and see what you can do.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/Odyssey Podcast.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Yeah, I'm with you. I mean, we just talked about it off air in the hallway like an hour ago. You don't want to put the cart before the horse, but if you can win game one today, then game two does become a little like gravy because, sure. You know, if you can sweep the series, awesome. If you can get through it with Randy Vasquez and getting some guys off their feet. But again, I you can't possibly worry about that right now because you could also lose game one and
correct.
Then you could end up splitting if today doesn't go well. So, but a game one win today would feel really good.
Oh, it'd be phenomenal. Yeah. Phenomenal to go in there and take the first three from them. And, you will have people that say every game's important. And I totally get it. But you also cannot play this doubleheader today like it's game six and seven of the World Series. You just can't. I mean, game one, you want to be aggressive? Hell yeah. You got a lead late? Be aggressive. Chris Sale's pretty nasty. No one likes to think of a punting a baseball game, but you have to be smart about the way you handle your team through 162. I mean, it is the grind of it must be excruciating for all the people that holistically come up with the game plans for this team and every team. Every team goes through this at some point this year. So, listen, man, these guys are big leaguers. You know, Randy Vasquez is a big leaguer. He's got something to prove as well. Go out there and prove it. Play defense behind him. Get a timely hit or two. Weird stuff happens. No more weird stuff happens with any other team than it does this team. So, again, don't be surprised if they lose game one and then beat Chris Sale somehow. They're weird. They're a weird, weird baseball club that we love.
Last couple items of business here this hour on Bennett Woods is brought to you by Prize Picks. Join the biggest moments in sports with Prize Picks. Pick your players, pick your stats, pick more, pick less. It's that easy. Must be present in certain states. Visit prizepicks.com for details. Also, Aaron Judge, Juan Soto, the Yankees coming to Petco this Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. Come out, support the Padres when they return from their current road trip. Tickets are still available for this weekend series against the Yankees at padres.com/tickets, and it should be Cease, Musgrove, Darvish, or Darvish, Cease, Musgrove, I think, for the weekend series against the Yankees if they stay on rotation. Yeah. So you get a pretty nice pitching lineup against the team that's been the tops in the American League coming to town this weekend. And hopefully Joe can come off the injured list the way Yu Darvish came off the injured list and is still going with 25 now consecutive scoreless innings after just the brief 2-week reset. Joe will have that opportunity starting tomorrow, and then hopefully he'll get stretched out a little bit for his second start this weekend against the New York Yankees at Petco Park.
Yeah, look, Darvish has been unbelievable. I mean, what a development that is. And to Ben's point, if you can get Musgrove going that way, and then you have Cease, and hopefully Michael King can, you know, we get that version of Michael King we've seen a handful of times that can be really dominant. Look, of anything with this team, we can talk about Manny and Bogarts and the big guys and Fernando all really getting going at once. But I think you can very much argue it would be equally as important, beneficial for the top four in that rotation. If they can roll turn after turn after turn, it's a good spot. No
Cincy
doubt.
Is a really good place to hit. It's a good place to hit for some of these guys. So looking forward to, can't look past today, though. Got two games.
Hey, Mike Valeni here, host of Cash the Ticket alongside my partner, Jim Costa. It's really simple. Are you tired of podcasts claiming they're a bunch of pro bettors when they live in their mommy's basement? Are you tired of podcasts that claim they hit 80% of the games when really they just lose like most of us? Then Cash the Ticket's the spot for you. We're real. We're transparent. We're having a hell of a good time with it. And we sit there and we're there for the sweat with you guys. We're just trying to figure it out just like you. Follow and listen to Cash the Ticket on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.